going to talk about climate change now. It's a huge topic, but people feel the impact in many different ways, big and small, serious and sometimes perhaps more trivial. Now, in the Netherlands, winter used to mean ice, and ice meant skating. But as temperatures rise and European winters become warmer and less stable, skatable natural ice is becoming rarer and rarer. One small town in the east of the country is trying, at least in part, to reverse that trend. Matthew Kenyon, late of this parish, reports now from Winterswijk.
If you travel around the Netherlands, you'll soon spot the ice rinks. A lot of towns and villages have one lying on their outskirts, but these days they're often rather forlorn-looking, rarely used floodlit fields. It's not how it used to be.
Everyone is skating. Everyone. When I was a small boy and I was at school, in the between the hours you are 50 minutes you are free, and you were ice skating. It was normal for everyone, for every child. And that it's not anymore.
Henry van Coats lives near Winterswijk, whose skating club was the only one in the Netherlands to have a single short day of action on natural ice in the whole of 2020. He and his colleagues are trying to save their sport, and their new rink is nearly ready.
What is brand new is the insulation under the asphalt. There is no other ice rink in the Netherlands, and probably not in the world, which is on purpose insulated from below.
Hendrik van Prooyer has been the driving force, and it's taken a lot of thought and effort.
2 years ago, a club not far from here measured the temperature of the soil when they had natural ice and the competition on that natural ice. They had 3 centimeters of ice, but 1 meter down in the soil, the temperature was 12 degrees. And that heat tends to go up. Then my son-in-law, he said, you should insulate it from below. And we started researching, and after 3 months concluded that the best way would be to insulate it by means of a layer of cell concrete, as they call it. So concrete with foam in it, with air in it. 5:30 in the morning, temperature on the surface of the asphalt, minus 1.5. Between the asphalt and the cell concrete, 0.1. So it should be, must be possible to add at least a small layer of ice. Let's try.
The water for that ice comes from a spray system, which needs thawing out with a gas burner before it can be put to work. Propelled around the track by a battery-powered vehicle, it leaves a thin layer of water, which then freezes on the insulated asphalt. Less water needs less time to freeze, so with a few layers done and daybreak not far off, it's time to check.
This is a great moment. We did it. 1.5 millimeters of ice, and we can skate in Winterswijk. It's really great ice. 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it worked.
But despite their ingenuity and their joy at their new system working, the Winterswijkers know that this is just a temporary success. Hopes of letting the public use the new rink the following day melted in rising temperatures. And Hendrik van Prooyer is realistic about how big an impact their innovations will have in the long term.
We are just postponing the moment that we won't be able to skate anymore. I just became a grandfather, and our grandson still may be able to skate on natural ice, but I think when he will be grown up, then there might be no natural ice anymore.
When there's no ice, the pristine asphalt track can be used instead for inline skating. But that's not the same.
Preserving ice skating through scientific innovation. Wonderful stuff. Let's hope they can continue for quite some time to come. Matthew Kenyon reporting.